We're in week four of six in our everyone talk in our series, looking at our missional moment right now. And in week one, we looked at everyone talking Jesus. We were looking at the spiritual climate that we live in, and we looked that over in, and we heard that over one in five people that we talk to want to know more about Jesus, that they are intrigued, that they are interested in what we have to say. And that we have this mantle from Jesus to follow, to go and make disciples, this call on our lives. In week two, we looked at what motivates us, that we have a mission field right there on our doorstep. It's not right over there in another town. It's not right over there on the other side of the world. We have a mission field, and it's outside of our front door. And there's no better time for this. There's no better time to be out there talking about Jesus, to be sharing conversations with individuals, to be inviting them to Alpha, to be giving them a Bible. Don't you want your friends to know about Jesus? Last week, we looked at about how we live distinctively and how living a distinctive life that models and reflects Jesus is a way of being an ambassador for Jesus. That as people look at us, that they see Jesus in us, that they see what we are living for. And they're observing us. And this week, we've finally got to the talking part, us sharing our story authentically and honestly. It comes at a cost sometimes, but we can't be shy about it. The impact can be life-changing on the people that we are talking to. The words that we have to say to another person can make a difference. So in 1 Peter 3:15, it says, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. And I love in the Message translation, which is Eugene Peterson's expression, it says, if with a heart and a soul you're doing good, do you think you can be stopped? Even if you suffer for it, you'll still be better off. Don't give the opposition a second thought. Through thick skin, keep your heart at attention in adoration before Christ, your master. Be ready to speak up and tell anyone who asks why you are living the way you are. And always with the utmost courtesy, keep a clear conscience before God, so that when people throw mud at you, none of it will stick. They'll end up realizing that that they're the ones that need a bath. And I just love the softness that we're called to be towards other people, that we should always be prepared to share our story. We're going to watch the next clip, which is the fourth clip. And in this, we're looking at popping the myth, basically, between whose responsibility is to share about Jesus. For years and years and years, the responsibility has always been that person who's really good at talking, or it's that person who works for the church, or it's that, you know, that clever person over there, that's the person that can do the sharing. But we're here to pop that myth today and look that we are the best people to talk to our friends. I might be great at talking about Jesus, but I don't know your friend. So therefore, you know your friend and the way that you can talk to them. You know your friend and what is on their heart. And they have your trust, and they trust what you say. If they're your friend, they will trust what you're saying. We all have our voices to find, and these are our stories to tell to our friends and our family. So let's watch the next video clip.
Today, we're in the country. It's coming towards the end of the day, and we're going to get cozy around the campfire and listen to a few stories.
People, by your lifestyle, will see the different way you live. And that will provoke them to ask the story of why do you live differently? What does that look like?
I'm in West Sussex to talk to Andrew about the power of the human story.
Each of us have got stories to tell about how Christ made a change, made a difference in our lives.
And I'm here in Brighton to talk to Rachel about sharing our story.
Be your authentic, real self genuinely with your friends, so share all of you, which includes sharing your experience of what it means to walk with Jesus.
This is Talking Jesus, training Christians to share our faith.
Thank you.
hell of a great look, aren't I? So, Rachel, in the last session, we looked at the importance of being brand ambassadors for Jesus and how our friends and family can view our lives and how that's a great way to share our faith. But this session, we're focusing on actually talking about our faith and why this is important.
Yeah, it's important. We discovered in our research, and we discovered that talking and having a conversation with a Christian was a key influence in bringing us to faith, which is why actually talking and finding words is so important.
So, talking about faith conversations, what actually is that?
It's not like an extra conversation. It just happens in the normal ways that we chat about other things, like shopping or the things we're seeing, but actually also being able to include into that God, faith, spiritual things, prayer, but doing it naturally in conversation so that they also can ask questions and it can go further and deeper for them.
Great. So I guess if, you know, God is part of my everyday life and they ask me how my week's been, for example, it's just an extension of that.
Yeah.
Amazing. So in the back of our minds, I guess we all know that we should probably be talking about Jesus more, but perhaps think it's best left to the professionals, you know, the pastors, the vicars, the theologians. I mean, what's your take on that?
We're the best people simply because they know us. So, yes, we might have an expert or a... But why would someone listen to that expert? They wouldn't even know them. You're the person there. They trust you. They're going to trust what you say. That's why we have to find our voices for our friends and our family.
And I guess Jesus actually the greatest example of that, because whilst he did speak in crowds, he was also very personal. He spoke to the individual. He was walking alongside them in their everyday life.
Yeah, he was great. He was great at spending time, giving time, work, like just spending time with an individual. He asked great questions. So that's another skill in conversations, is to ask questions, find out where our friends are, not just assume. And he was good at that. And then he would bring in the pieces of truth and what he wanted to share of himself into that. So ask questions, listen, just like Jesus, and then bring in what we want to say into that.
And I guess thinking about what you're saying, you know, it's your everyday.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, for me yesterday, for example, my husband fell off a ladder, hurt his arm. We prayed to God that it's not broken. And I guess talking to a non-Christian, I might have left out that we prayed for him part and just said, oh, we spent the day in A&E, for example.
Yeah. And what we're actually saying is be your authentic, real self, genuinely with your friends. So share all of you, which includes sharing your experience of what it means to walk with Jesus and to use words and to share it as your story. So if you've prayed for something and seen an answer to prayer, share that. And especially for those who are open and interested, you've given them an opportunity to ask you questions and, if you like, to join in and find out more.
Amazing. Just keep it simple.
Yeah.
Hey, Javan. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
All right?
Yeah.
Come on in.
Thanks. Andrew's a journalist travelling the world talking to Christians who've been persecuted because of their faith. Earlier, Rachel was talking about how conversations with people can help them to make a decision to follow Jesus for themselves. Why do you think that might be?
Because all of us have got a story to tell. So if you're friends with somebody, they like you, hopefully, otherwise you're not really friends. So you become friends with them. They want to find out more about you. They want to find out what makes you tick. So that's the ideal opportunity to begin to share something where there's a common connection. And the best way for people to connect with that is not to talk about theology in the abstract or about God in the abstract, but to do what God himself did. God came in Jesus. He came in the flesh. He came with us. He lived with us. We have God in us. He's come and lived in me. So he's impacted my life. He's made a huge difference in my life. And each of us have got stories to tell about how Christ made a change, made a difference in our lives.
Well, for many of us, this is new territory, obviously. What would be your advice of where to start?
I would say don't start at the beginning. People don't necessarily want your entire life story, but start with an incident in your life where God helped you. It doesn't have to be your conversion, but some point where God had to step in and rescue you. Something that your audience will connect to and relate with. So it might be trouble in your marriage. It might be trouble with health. Who knows what it could be? All kinds of things. For me, it was getting lost in the desert in Sudan or being held up by bandits in Liberia. God rescued me on those occasions. And those are good stories worth telling. So there's a point at which you've got a great story to tell. Begin there.
Well, now I want to hear everything about you being lost in the desert. But, what if I don't have a story that's quite so dramatic as that?
What we've all got is our humanity. And in your life, God has rescued you at some point in your life. All of us who are Christians have been met by Jesus at some point. What other people might not have is God meeting them, but they can have that. And what you're doing is opening them up to the possibility that actually you're not on your own in this life. We all go through stuff, but there's a God who loves you who can get involved in your life. Now, they need to hear your story to know that.
For those that are on the course at the moment, where's a good place for them to start?
Well, start by being intentional, and you already have because you're on the course. So you want to do this well, practice. Storytellers need practice. Look, if you're going to learn to play the guitar, you don't just pick it up and produce a wonderful melody. You have to learn. So here it's very simple. Stick yourself in front of your mirror, but the face you're looking at is the face of the friend you've got in mind. Tell your story. Have a look at your watch. Make sure you're not overdoing it. It's not too long. Just practice it. Talk about the crisis in your life, whatever it was. It doesn't have to be a point of conversion. It's just some way in which God met you and God helped you. Talk about how he helped you and talk about how things have moved on since then.
Would that not come across as maybe quite contrived? Practicing in front of the mirror, making it perfect. What do you think?
Well, it's never going to be perfect because we're not. But it's a good idea to practice. It's not contrived. It's intentional. And that's what you're doing. You're saying, look, I may not be an evangelist, I'm not, but God's called us all to be witnesses. And if you're going to be a witness, and if you're called to give evidence in a court of law, my goodness me, you would think it through before you went up there and started to do it. It takes the sting out of it. So just have a go out loud, say what you want to say, see if it works, see if it sounds good. If it doesn't, have another go, have another go. And then look for the opportunity, because then you're ready for it. It's just about readiness.
Meanwhile, Joanna is with some friends around the campfire in the Lake District.
So we're talking about stories in our story. So Roy, why are stories so important?
I think the way God's made us is we are fascinated by other people because God's created us that way. And so when you hear someone's story, there's something about it that endears them, that it's personal, it's real, it's authentic. It's just got so much about it that I just think it has tremendous power, which is why this is all about your story.
So, Dave, you've got quite an interesting story, haven't you? You had quite a big life change after a long time.
Yeah, after working 25 years, was made redundant and got the opportunity to start a new business or buy an existing business and to start a new life, really, business life, so...
And how's it been?
Keep your eye on that hot cross bun while you're telling that story. I've got my eye on that.
You've got your eye on that.
And so from that, kind of God's blessed me and my family with totally different direction, but we really felt that God was in it.
Yeah.
From the start,
and when,
really.
And when you tell people that story, how do they respond?
Well, they look at you kind of a bit sceptical at you at first because the timing of it was so perfect. I was, I think, with being out of work and not knowing what to do and then transitioning into this, they kind of look at it as though, wow, you know, you must have had quite a miraculous sign, but it wasn't. It was just a step of faith, if you will, and which allowed me then to share that story with other people who probably never thought of going into something like that.
That's really interesting, because it says in 1 Peter that people, by your lifestyle, will see the different way you live. And that will provoke them to ask the story of why do you live differently? What does that look like? And it says, be prepared to tell your story. In other words, give a reason for the hope that's in you. So your story in that setting is amazing. It is the most powerful thing you have because it's, this is what God has done in my life. I cannot deny it. God has done this. So when someone asks the question about your business, you then have a reason to tell the story. So it's like, because this has happened, it provokes the question. And when that question is provoked, you tell the story.
Yeah,
I agree. It just has a big effect on people.
Yeah. It does, because it moves beyond opinion, doesn't it? Like, I remember my father always used to say that a man with experience is never at the mercy of a man with an opinion. Mm. You know, that's the point, isn't it? Stories, real experience, cuts through opinion powerful stuff, isn't it? When you've had an experience, and you know, that's your experience now. People have all kinds of opinions, but that it cuts through all of that story, doesn't it? It gets beyond debates to real evidence, real experience, yeah.
And no one can argue with that, can they?
Exactly.
No, I think it's personal. And if it's personal to you, then they see it as, I can relate to it in a way that, oh, yeah, I can understand why you've done that. And, yeah, perhaps there is something that's kind of flicked a switch in their brain.
What's going on?
In there.
And Phil, your story is a bit more of a struggle. So do you think people relate to hearing about struggle better than they do hearing about success?
Yeah, I think often it can be. I think you think you might be on your own in your struggles, and you might be sharing that with somebody, and you realise that actually they can relate to you, and you can then share how you maybe come out of that and how God maybe worked with in that situation as well. I think people can identify with it.
They certainly can.
Have you had a chance to share a little bit out of your story?
I think it's just spending time with people and opening a conversation up, asking them what they've done on a weekend, what they've done in the evenings. And I think they find often people open up. And from that, even if you open up yourself sometimes and share what you've done on a weekend, it brings in the conversation and you can talk from that, really.
So you think in John 9 about the blind man, he gets healed. So he's got an experience. And after that, the religious teachers come after him, asking complicated questions, challenging him intellectually. And he's got that great line. He just says, well, I don't know the answer to your questions, but one thing I know, I was blind and now I can see. And there's, you know, there's no response to that, is there?
No.
I spend quite a bit of my time in sort of university contexts, and, you know, there's a lot of arguments and debates to be had there. But I found that when I share out of my own experience, it kind of moves the conversation beyond just academic debate. And I recently had a conversation with a academic friend, and I just shared a little bit out of my own experience. I've had a tough time of bereavement this year, and just shared about how God's helped me through that and given me hope beyond it. And, you know, it really resonated with him. Then it turned out that he'd had a similar experience, and, you know, suddenly our conversation was way beyond a theory or a fact.
Because it moves to another level, doesn't it?
It does.
And some people think they haven't got a good story. You know, I've been good, I've done all this stuff. And I say to them, listen, that is not the art to making friends or building relationships. The key to making friends and building relationships is you just need to be interested in people's lives. And when you're interested in people's lives, you'll discover something of their story, and then it will give you an opportunity to tell your story. And so you may say, hey, I don't know, I never did this, I never went to prison, this didn't happen in my life, I'm just an ordinary guy. Hey, listen, God has done some amazing things in your life. Be interested in other people, and they'll ask you to tell your story.
So we're going to take an opportunity to have a quick discussion in groups. So, Andy, can I have the first slide up? We're going to be looking at two different questions. We're rapidly running out of time, so we'll probably allow, I don't know, maybe 7 minutes or so to do this. But the first question is, what's your experience of living life and following Jesus? And just think about one example of God working in your life that will connect with the person that's listening to you. And Andy, can I have the second slide there? So every good story has a key audience of one, and this is considering who is your audience. So identify your mission field. Are they someone that's on your Pray for Five list that we've been committing to pray for during this season? And what is your next move? If they're not on your Pray for Five list, add them to your Pray for Five list and make it a Pray for Six list. Or if they are and you're doing that, then it's going, okay, what is the next step that I can be taking in order to share my story? So turn into groups of fours, fives, that sort of number. And we're going to take a few minutes just to chat these questions through, the same on Zoom, unmute, chat amongst yourselves. And when we come back together again, we're going to worship to close. So consider these questions. When we're sharing our story, there's always so much to share. And I know that probably only half of your group has an opportunity to start to share what that looks like and to consider. I would love for you to continue these conversations. And we're gonna be closing our meeting in just a moment, and we can continue these conversations here or out in the foyer. If you're part of a small group, that's a great place to continue those conversations. We meet fortnightly in our small groups, and that's a fantastic place to continue to unpack that. I've got some homework for you guys.
Hello.
I've got some homework for you guys. I know how much you love homework. You might have left school last year. You might still be in school. You might have left school 20 years ago. This week, you've got homework. Can you guess what the homework is? Practice your story. Write your story. Take some time this afternoon. Take some time when you have a moment to stop and think about your story. What starting from that question about what has Jesus done in your life? It doesn't have to be your conversion moment. It could be a time of provision. It could be a time of healing. It could be a time of where you've witnessed him move in your life in such a way that it is your testimony and you can't ever shake from that. And then consider those three steps. What was the problem? What's the challenge that I faced moving through? What happened and made me turn to God rather than trying to do it in my own strength? And then what difference did it make when God stepped in and intervened? And that is your testimony. That's your story. Take some time this afternoon. We want to be able to be in a position where we're able to share our little testimonies, our stories. They're personal. And then we need to pray for opportunities to share these stories. We don't want to kind of like walk into a room and say, oh, how are you doing, Beth? How was your coffee? Can I tell you about a time when it doesn't need to be kind of like really forced. You have to pray about it. Consider how can I share my testimony and how can it be personalized to the person I'm sharing with?